You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. As you have heard, we learned this week that hackers have been spying on the U.S. Departments of State, Homeland Security, Commerce, Treasury, maybe the Nuclear Security Administration. Bad, bad stuff. The intrusion began in the spring, and the hackers are thought to be working for the Russian government. And the ongoing news about this hack has me and others worried about all kinds of things, from a physical attack on critical infrastructure to data manipulation to more election shenanigans. So I wondered, what should I be worried about? It's a topic for Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big story in the news. Jackie Schneider is a fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford.
The bad news is that the Russians have a long history of using this kind of information to try and manipulate trust. And so I think that's something that we should worry about, especially as we are, a little over a month out from a big transition between the Trump administration and the Biden administration, that the Russians will use information that they have achieved in these hacks, or even use the fear of the information that they've received in these hacks to create even more public distrust of that transition between the two administrations.
Another very specific concern that people have talked about is also degradation of trust in our financial system, which so far, the Fed, Treasury have been relatively untouched by the disinformation wars.
Yeah, I think that's something we really need to worry about as we think about the future of cyber threats in general. Russia has incentives and disincentives to mess with financial systems. Their disincentive is they're still very keyed into the global economic system. So I think that's another kind of follow-on worry, is that what if the Russians kind of give some of this information to the cyber criminals that are proliferate all over Russia? Then we could see, a lot more cyber criminal activity happening in the financial system as well.
What does all of this say about our cyber strategy and how we approach this somewhat philosophically? It's like we think of hacking as a thing you use to break things. And it seems as though we have not yet internalized the idea of information warfare.
Yeah, this is a big reckoning time. There was a big change in the Trump cyber strategy. The Obama cyber strategy was much more focused on deterrence, sanctions, norms, and the Trump strategy really leaned more heavily on the Department of Defense, this new concept of defend forward, which is this idea that they will proactively go out to adversary cyber networks and try and stop the attacks even before they happened. But I think that what this particular incident reveals to us is that cyber espionage and the ability of states to grab huge amounts of information, this is going to continue. And the U.S. is going to have to rethink some of its strategy. And I think the other thing that the Biden administration is going to really need to think about is, should we be more aggressive in trying to shut down Russian cyber offensive capabilities instead of just information sharing and defense?
Jackie Schneider is a fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineers are Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.